Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
That's amazing.
They were so good yesterday.
But I mean, Brian Branch, he's my champ of the week. Three turnovers, two interceptions. He punched a fumble out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he tackling people all over the place, almost had a sack. God, he's good.
So good.
There's players that do their jobs, and there's players that do more than their jobs, and that's Brian Branch. And that's how you distinguish yourself from being good to great. You know, you see, especially with secondary type players, because that wasn't the first interception on the pass thrown to CeeDee Lamb in the corner. That wasn't his man, but he had enough room, enough instinct to see when that ball went in the air. He came back and he got the ball. And I see Will Johnson do that at Michigan. And just elite secondary players. Yeah, they cover their guy, but they cover the area. But you know, you have to have instincts, and you know, obviously he's got that, and he's got playmaking ability.
All right, here comes a bunch of feedback. Chump Ryan Day and his patchy Just for Men beard. Champ Oregon Ducks WWE head coach. His energy after the win was classic. New favorite coach. That's from Adam in Utica.
Lightning was pumped. And he should be pumped. It's a big win.
Yep.
And Ryan Day is now, 2-5 against teams ranked in the top five?
Yeah, the numbers defensively for them in huge games aren't pretty. Champ Brian Branch, BB might be the best defensive back for the Lions since Night Train Lane. Chump Nick Sirianni, chirping at your own fans while barely beating the Browns at home. He might be the only coach in the league with a winning record and on a hot seat at the same time. That's from Sam in a car. I'm going to chump him for shaving his head and leading to Kang and Gator liking to say that I look like him and I might have to go to Istanbul.
It's unintentional, Doug. Do you see the resemblance, Doug, at all?
Not at all.
Would you bring your kids up to the podium?
Was he using his kids as a shield?
Yep. Oh. 100%.
Dave and Troy, my champ is the Lions for dominating Dallas in their house and rubbing their face in it with the lineman eligible plays. My chump is a Tigers offense. Harris needs to invest in two infield hitters this offseason plus a starter.
Well, I think there's going to be some investment made in the Tigers, and specifically with the offense. I'm dying to see, you know, who they target, who they go after when the rumors start, you know, a month and a half from now or whenever the rumors start to fly, because they're going to be out there. Whether it's, do you go for Alex Bregman, the third baseman from Houston? Obviously has a relationship with A.J. Hinch, and he's, I think, still in his late 20s, or he's just turned 30, whatever it is. Is that an option? Do they go for something monster and then try to compete with the big boys, or maybe it's just to drive the price up for some of those guys? Are they looking to trade? There's lots of options.
One more here from an unnamed texter. I am pulling my hair out over here with these Max Crosby calls. It will never happen, people. It's the ultimate pipe dream.
Why can it never happen?
I mean, the most trades like this are fantasy. Most of them. I wouldn't say it could never happen. I'm not expecting it to happen.
Trades can happen if you're willing to go the distance for it.
Well,
I mean, we've seen all pro players traded.
I got to tell you, though, in this day and age of quick turnarounds of the NFL, if I were the Vegas Raiders, I wouldn't feel like we were that far away, given what happens elsewhere. Just go sign yourself a veteran quarterback like Baker Mayfield or Joe Flacco or... You know, insert name of veteran.
Cooper Rush.
It's Sam Darnold. Just go get one of those guys. I don't know. Because he's such an elite player. If I were Vegas, I wouldn't trade him.
If I were Vegas, I probably wouldn't trade him either because finding edge rushers, as good as he is, they're not easy to come by. It's like finding one of those franchise quarterbacks. But you need a franchise quarterback more than you need an edge rusher. And they haven't got one yet. And to your point, can you get that with, you know, a cast off, or do you try to, you know, throw your coals in the fire that you're going to get one in the upcoming draft, and then you're delaying the gratification a couple of years down the line, more than likely. But if the Raiders end up with let's say, a top 10 pick. Mm-hmm. And then they have and let's say they've traded Max Crosby at the deadline to the Lions and to get a couple first round picks out of it. It's ammunition for them to move up and get that franchise quarterback if they want. There's going to be a lot of decent quarterbacks, better than decent quarterbacks, coming out this year.
248-539-9797. Vinny in Royal Oak, you're next. What's up, Vinny?
What's going on, gentlemen? How are you doing?
Good. All right, thank you.
I was just calling in just because, you know, listening, obviously, devastated with Hutch, right? Just like anybody else. But, you know, we got to be realistic here, gentlemen. It's like, I'm just frustrated. Everybody calling in saying, sell the house, go get Max Crosby. It's like, let's be realistic here, right? It's like, everyone's saying, oh, we only have a year, maybe two max to, you know, win a Super Bowl. I disagree.
Well, not everybody's saying. We had one caller say that.
Well, even stuff that I've been seeing on Twitter and Instagram and, you know, everywhere else, is like everyone's saying, you know, go all in now, go all in now. And it's like, why not trust the faith that we have in this regime right now that has gotten us to this point, right? It's like, just like everything else with, you know, mock drafts, right? In the off season, everyone says, you know, this is what's going to happen. Or even the, you know, PFF experts or whatever. It's like.
But Vinny, if they go out and they do it, let's say that Brad Holmes goes out and pulls off a trade to land Max Crosby. Are you going to be upset? Are you going to say that they're do what he's going to do. But if what he's going to do is what everybody's saying to do, then okay.
Right. And I obviously that's, you know, the obvious answer. It's like, why would you not be happy? It's but you got to think about even Hutch, where he came from, right? Michigan. It's, you know, homebred. You're not going to have that replacement. Even like I keep comparing it, which I guess excites me, being a Michigan fan, is
like Max Crosby,
like Zach Zinner. Well, obviously from Michigan, but like Zach Zinner, when he went down last year and that huge, you know, hit to the team in Ohio State, and then what did they do? Right? Went out and win the national championship. Oh. So it's like, I don't know. It
seems like there's a lot more football to be played here than there was at that point. Could they rally around it? Yes.
Sure.
So anyway, the point of your call is what?
Well, I was also going to say is I'd rather take care of our guys, right? It's like we're talking about Hutch. We're going to have to pay him soon, you know? We got him coming up, you know, Brian Branches, Kirby Josephs, those guys of the world. It's like I'd rather pay one of our guys, our homegrown guys, than have to go give Max Crosby, I mean, what, he has 2 years left on his deal? Then go give a guy like that oodles and boodles of money when we aren't taking care of our own guys that are, you know, balling week after week after week.
Well, they have taken care of their own guys. They
keep taking care of their own guys.
Good God, they spent a fortune in the last 6 months on their own guys. But yes, they will have to take care of Aleem McNeil and Aiden Hutchinson. And, you know, the next year they're going to have to look at all the players they drafted a couple years ago.
There's a potential out in Crosby's contract after this season. And I don't know if it's a player out or a team out. I think his cap hit would be 24.5 if he comes to Detroit, which they could fit under their current cap situation. So he could just be a rental. But hey, man, look, you know, the idea that they wouldn't. Brad Holmes has never operated as a person that doesn't see the long term cap ramifications, and they have a consistent pattern of taking care of their own guys. But there's also a opportunity to win a Super Bowl here, man, and if there is a deal that can be made to put him in a advantageous position to win the Super Bowl, because I got to tell you, yesterday they looked like a Super Bowl championship team, and then they lost a critical player. If you can get the equivalent of that player back, which would be close, I mean, Crosby and Hutch aren't the same player, but they have the same kind of impact, then yeah, you could be looking at right back to where they were yesterday.
I also don't think that, I think it's too early in his tenure to define what Brad Holmes is going to do. We don't know.
Well, this is the first time he's been presented with this situation. So
right,
there is
exactly. So we don't know what he's going to do. I mean, logic would say, oh, based on what we've seen in the past, that he's not going to go out and make the big splash. He's going to find the character guy and find an affordable guy.
A smart, affordable contract.
And do all that.
And a player that will help them.
But because the Lions haven't been in this position where they are an excellent football team, and they do have all this cap space, they're at a point now where you can say, we don't need these first round pick. We can trade it or picks to get the right guy. Anything can happen.
Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.